Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to Stop Telling Me to Relax. This is kind of an impromptu episode because there has been so much that has gone on this week, or the week's not even over. Tomorrow's only Thursday, just the past couple of days with the queen of single moms, Taylor Frankie Paul from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. So much has gone on. I think so much of it is relevant to her life as a divorced single mom. And so I thought that it would be a good episode while the block is hot, while the topic is big, to do an episode and talk about her and some of the drama and her relationships, and just kind of give my opinion on why some of the things that she's going through are lessons that we can all learn as single parents, single moms. So I'm going to just talk about who Taylor, I keep calling her Taylee, and that's not her name. Her name is Taylor. Taylor Frankie Paul is, who her most recent partner is, Dakota, and then how they met, and then some mom talk stuff. If you're listening, you probably know who they are, so I'll try to do this very quickly because you know all this information about who each of them are and who she is and why she's famous and the Bachelorette and the video, but I'll break it all down and try to get past it quickly if you already know this stuff, so just hang tight. So, who is Taylor Frankie Paul? Taylor is a 31-year-old woman. She is from Utah, somewhere in the Salt Lake City area. She is Mormon, and she rose to fame, or I guess we could say infamy, on TikTok. She started doing dances with like a group of moms that she knew, you know, kind of in her neighborhood and her community, and started getting a lot of followers. So she's a TikToker or influencer. Now she's a reality show star. She is the mom of three kids. She is divorced. Her husband, his name is Tate Paul. They were married in 2016. And like I said, they have two kids, a boy and a girl. What really put Taylor Frankie Paul out there and this mom talk scene out there on TikTok was because it was discovered, and I'm not quite sure why, but it was discovered through TikTok that her and this mom group that she would always film dancing videos with, them and their husbands were all involved in a soft swinging. Now, I don't know what soft swinging necessarily means. I don't know what the difference between soft swinging and actual like swinging is, you know, sharing partners, but they called it soft swinging, and it got discovered through TikTok, and it was all this TikTok drama, posts and videos about what was going on between this group, and it got exposed. And because of the exposure and because of all of the blowback and everything that happened because of it, she and her husband, Tate, ended up getting divorced. Now, I'm sure there are probably much more issues going on than just divorce. Than just soft swinging. But that maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Because I guess Taylor took it too far with one of the other husbands and was sleeping with him, and feelings got developed. I'm not really quite sure what happened. But the kind of straw was that scandal, yeah. So that's when I started becoming familiar with Taylor, was when that soft swinging scandal happened. I remember I was listening to an episode of Heather McDonald Juicy Scoop, and she was talking about it. So then I like looked her up, and it was right as she did that TikTok live explaining exactly about the soft swinging scandal and why it became such a big deal and the line that she crossed. And so I was invested. I was hooked like everybody else. So I started following her. And you know, I, for a long time, I don't follow her anymore, not just because of what's going on now, but a while ago I unfollowed her. But even once the reality show came out and she started getting famous, I always like really liked her. But especially during that time when she divorced her husband and found a new place and moved out and was a single mom, and she was documenting her life post-divorce and trying to acclimate to being a single mom and being away from her kids half of the time. And it was even before she met Dakota, I think. Like I hate to say, like, oh, her content was so relatable, but it really was. Like, she you know, would make videos of her crying, like I said, about missing her kids and just all these things that were like very just relatable. And I always felt, you know, it was just real single mom content, I guess. I can say though, I remember watching a video during that time, a TikTok she made. I was like, come clean out my car with me. And she was cleaning out her car and her car was a disaster. And now, you know, as moms, we all know our cars are messy. There's kids getting in and out. There's crumbs. Maybe, you know, there's stuff everywhere. It's not going to be clean. But her car was like, I've never seen anything like it. There were piles of trash and crumbs just everywhere. And like food sitting there for like, from like weeks ago. And it was disgusting. And I remember seeing that video and thinking like, like maybe something, you know, I know she's going through divorce and it's a hard time, but maybe there's something a little deeper than just like struggling during a divorce going on, because it's not healthy. It's, if your car looks like that, like it's that bad, there's something deeper going on here, you know. But nonetheless, she blew up and got even bigger on TikTok and a reality show on Hulu about her and the lives of other young Mormon moms got greenlit to be produced. And that show is called The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. All right, so now Dakota. I'm going to talk about Dakota. Mortensen, I'm not sure, is her most recent ex-partner. They did not get married. He's 33 years old. He is also Mormon. He's from Idaho. I don't really know that much really about Dakota. I don't really know if I necessarily really want to know that much about him. But he looks like trouble. Like all that I see when I see Dakota is trouble. If you watch the show or you keep up with everything, you know, I think he's fairly good looking. Like he's tall and muscular built white guy with beautiful eyes. And so I can assume that he's always been given a lot of pretty privilege in his life to get away with things. He says, so I personally don't believe this anymore, but I'll get into that later, that he is in recovery. And for a while he had an issue with alcohol and pills and went to rehab and, you know, got close again with his faith, and now he's sober. Currently, he lives in Utah. He works in real estate. So I know for a while, I can remember watching his Instagram stories maybe about a year ago, has a business where he does installation of floors and I think drywall, maybe. I'm sure floors, but he does like construction type work and he has his own business. And then I guess recently he got his real estate license working in new construction. So I can assume that he's going to be building houses or be a part of a team that builds houses and then sells them. So that's Dakota. And that's really all that I could ever find out about him. He's not really that interesting, to be honest with you. All right. So how did Taylor and Dakota meet? So they met. This is another kind of like, for me, you could say red flag about how a couple meets may determine their fate in the long run. So they met on TikTok through DMs, or I guess through him commenting on her posts. And then they just started dating. And this was shortly, like very, very, very quickly after she got divorced from her first husband. As soon as they started dating, literally probably like 2 or 3 months after, she actually got pregnant, and not with the son that they have together now. She got pregnant and had a miscarriage. And I think that was obviously too much too soon, but I think that miscarriage that happened kind of led to into some of the problems that she had. Shortly after she had that miscarriage, she got involved in a big domestic violent incident. And that is when like she really, 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 really blew up all over social media, because the body cam footage of the incident went everywhere. And my heart was like breaking when that happened for her, because, okay, I'll say this, that this was my thought process about the domestic violence that domestic violence incident from 2023 when it happened then. Now, because we've seen the video and lots of other things that have happened, I think differently about it. But then I thought, okay, recently had a miscarriage, recently divorced, single mom, you know, kind of struggling to do it on her own. I know that she had went out that night, was drinking. And I think there was just a lot going on that made that incident into what it was. That was my thought process without knowing the details of all of everything that happened that night, like I know now. And I feel empathy for her to have had her like absolute, and still to this day, I mean, it's worse now, but have had like her worst moments released for the world to pick apart, like body cam video getting arrested. I mean, you know, in the body cam of this first DV incident from 2023, she's crying, she's hyperventilating, she pees on herself, which is like so embarrassing. It's bad. And I felt, you know, you can't put your hands on anybody, but I felt bad for her. And I always wondered too, like, because from the body cam, I don't think that you had to have heard, at least in the body cam, that Dakota showed the police this video that led to her arrest. But it's not really quite clear, just from looking at the body cam that we saw back 3 years ago, why she was arrested and he wasn't. Now we know why. But yeah, it was just an interesting, very unfortunate kind of incident for them. And that incident should have been it. But they got back together after that. They moved in together. He kind of became the stepdad role to her kids. And she ended up getting pregnant again with the son that they have together. I think the son is 2 years old now. Right after they moved in together and got pregnant and all of that, the reality show picked up cameras, started filming. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives blew up. And that first season, she was pregnant. She was having all these issues with Dakota. A lot of her storyline then was the pregnancy. And in the first episode of that first season opened up with her body cam footage. I mean, they are the show. They were the show. Like that, you know, that show took that incident and ran with it and made her a star. And that whole season was just all, for her at least, was all about, you know, the mom talk drama and the girls arguing about things. But for her, a lot of it was Dakota. She's claiming Dakota cheated on her while she was pregnant. And them fighting and breaking up, getting back together, just all of the, you know, her being unsure about the relationship and all of those things. And like I said, them not breaking up back in 2023 when that first incident happened was the big mistake here. Like, that should have been it. They shouldn't have gotten back together after that. Clearly, they've got some issues going on. But then getting back together, moving in together, and then getting pregnant again so quickly, that was a bad idea. So, like I said, all of that got captured on season one of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. That show started airing in 2024, I guess. I want to say 25, but maybe 24. And from that, this whole idea of mom talk got started. And all of the ladies are, you know, Instagram, TikTok famous. Some of them have gone on to do Dancing with the Stars and do various other things, and they've gotten a lot of fame and recognition from it, and that's amazing. Personally, so I watched the first season, and then after the first season, I was done. It just kind of got boring to me. I don't know, like, I was always invested in what Taylor was doing, and I still followed her on Instagram and TikTok and kind of kept up with things. There's something, and this is probably why Taylor turned into this huge star and has been getting all these major opportunities, but like, there's something about her that's very intriguing, but just the show in general, for me, I watched the first season because everybody was saying to watch it, and then after that, I was just like, I just wasn't interested in following it. But I think the reality show and their relationship being so much a part of her storyline or being her storyline didn't help their relationship, didn't help her move on from it. You know, she claimed that he was cheating and there's all these fights and just a toxic back and forth relationship. But when he's part of the show and he's included in the dad group, when they film scenes with all the other dads and the husbands, when he, you know, goes on the cast trips with them and they're flying to different locations and going on trips together, how how can you move on? You want to move on, you want to peacefully co-parent, but you can't because he's everywhere you're going. So I just think that that didn't help her move past it. Where are we now? So as a surprise, I think, to everybody, and I think that what's happened now is like also no surprise to everybody, Taylor was chosen to be the most recent bachelorette on the ABC show, The Bachelorette. I've seen so much about her being chosen and people thinking when it was announced that it was an odd choice. And I thought it was an odd choice too, but I thought maybe I'm being a hater, but like, I just don't see. First of all, we know she's involved in all this drama with Dakota and the DV incident. And it's like, why would you? She wasn't the right choice for it from like the very beginning. I think that ABC saw how much she was liked, how popular she was on Secret Lives, I think like they were just thinking with dollar signs and ratings and thinking like people will watch if she's the bachelorette. And I think that people would have watched. It didn't work out, but I think that, I think that people would have watched. So I guess I get it from that standpoint, but I just think like normally the Bachelorette, I feel like one is somebody that comes from the Bachelor franchise that was on like one of the most recent seasons of the Bachelor franchise and then gets chosen to be the Bachelorette. So even though she's kind of known, that person is kind of known to the public, we still don't know a lot about them. Like there's still a lot of anonymity about the Bachelorette. All we know of them is what we've seen in previous seasons. And like with Taylor, everything's already so out there. We know she's been divorced. We know why she's been divorced. She's got 3 kids, 2 baby daddies, the fights, the body cam footage. Like it just was an odd choice to me because she's not stable mentally. Like you can tell she's not well. It was clear. So why they chose her, odd. But like I said, ratings. So she's already filmed the season. It was actually supposed to start airing this upcoming Sunday. The show filmed in October and November of last year in Los Angeles. I personally think they should have chosen Layla to be the Bachelorette. Layla is my favorite of all of the girls on the show. Obviously, I'm biased because I'm always going to have the Black woman side. But love Layla, and I think she's just sweet. She's like... her, and I think her name's Macy, are like the two I feel like that are the least problematic and very level-headed and rational. And I just think that she should have been chosen. And I heard that what happened was they asked Taylor to do Dancing with the Stars. And she said, I don't want to do that show. And maybe I'd be interested in doing The Bachelor. And so then that's when that idea came and they offered it to her. But now that it's been filmed and it's getting ready to come out this week, we have found out a lot. By a lot, I mean a lot of drama about her season, about things that have been going on since she filmed her season of The Bachelorette. So allegedly, per a source, and I'm assuming that source is Dakota, she slept with the night before she left to start filming The Bachelorette. Now, she shouldn't be sleeping with him at all because he, according to her, has cheated on her and lied to her behind her back. And he's just not the greatest guy. So why are you still engaging with him in that way? I mean, you guys have a child, so you have to be in contact. But she should still not be doing all of that with him. But also, I mean, she's getting ready to leave and go film a reality show where she's going to date all these other guys and have all these other options. And she's supposed to be open, have a heart open to love. She's supposed to be potentially finding the love of her life, getting to filter out all these men. So her heart needs to be open to finding love. And if you still have a thing going on with your baby daddy, I mean, I know that these shows are not like real. Let's just say that. Things are set up. It's not real life. But, and I've heard things before with different men that have gone on the show as The Bachelorette and a girl coming out and claiming like, he was my boyfriend. And like, but then he broke up with me and a week later he flew out to LA to film the show. We were together, or we were dating or whatever. And then he just poof disappeared. And then I see that he's on The Bachelor. So, I mean, people, I'm sure, have done what she's done before. So I guess that's not that uncommon. I just feel like you are the Bachelorette. You are the star. And like, what if there are some nice guys that are coming into that situation that actually do like you and want to potentially be your life partner, well, you're not open to it if you're still messing around with your second baby daddy. I just think it just proves that sure her heart wasn't in it. I mean, it just proves it's all, the shows are a bunch of BS, but I don't know. I just think it just, more than that, I think it proves that she's in a very unhealthy space mentally with her self-esteem and what she feels like she deserves. Because she shouldn't even be now, you know, by putting herself around him, she really puts herself beneath him. From what I heard on her season, when they filmed, she chose a guy. And I think his name was Paul. They got engaged a month after they stopped filming. She broke off the engagement. She broke off the relationship and got back together with Dakota. And that's pretty typical of the Bachelor, Bachelorette. I mean, I don't think a lot of these couples really last. I'm trying to think, who's still together from the Bachelor, Bachelorette? Tristan and Ryan are still together, right? Tristan and Ryan Sutter. There are a few, I'm sure. I don't know. But yeah. That didn't last. But I think the problem was, like, as this stuff started leaking about Dakota and where their relationship is at right now, it's like, okay, well, obviously she's not still with the guy that she chose from the show. So that kind of takes away the lore or appeal of watching it when you know, like, okay, she's not with that, whoever she chose, she's not even with that guy anymore. So it's like, it just kind of sucks. So where does that leave us here today? So, like I said, this week, all this stuff's been coming out about Dakota, about her relationship with Dakota, and it got leaked, and I'm sure this leak is probably Dakota or one of his friends sending shit to TMZ, but it got leaked earlier this week that a couple of weeks ago, her and Dakota were involved in another domestic dispute. So there was one in 2023 where the police were called. This is the second one that the police were involved in. I guess she didn't get, nobody got arrested from that, but there's now an ongoing domestic violence investigation because of that incident. And once that started coming out, exactly the week that her show, her season of The Bachelorette is going to premiere, and her having to do press and talk about the show, it was becoming kind of problematic, because how can she go on this big press tour and go on Good Morning America and go on Kelly and Mark and be on Sirius XM and all these shows, and with the public knowing that most recently she was involved in an alleged domestic dispute where she was a perpetrator with a man she's supposed to be done with, because she was supposed to have gone on this reality show and met all these new men. So she was going around, like I said, to all the morning shows and all the shows and saying, you know, this is a really heavy time and there's a lot going on, and I'll tell my side of the story, you know, soon. And I wish that, you know, this opportunity has been ruined for me and blah, 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 blah. And with that narrative, she wasn't getting any points from me. And I don't think she was getting any points from anybody really. But then today, a good old TMZ, we gotta love TMZ, because they just like will get the receipts and ruin somebody's life. So today they got a video, probably from Dakota, that shows exactly what happened in the 2023 domestic violence incident. And when I say it's bad, it is bad. She's kind of like, I guess, I don't know if putting him in a head, like, I can't really see it's Dakota's filming it on his phone. That's why I say I think he probably sent TMZ the video, but he's filming it. It's kind of, parts of it are very like blurry and weird, but it's a bad video. It's like, you know, she's claiming in that incident, oh, he charged at me in the garage, but that didn't get put on camera. And then I come in the house and I'm mad. And so then I charge at him, and, you know, she is pushing him and she kind of has him in like a chokehold. And then she gets real pissed and she starts throwing these metal chairs, like these metal like barstool chairs that are in her house. And there's like four of them or three of them. She starts like throwing them at him and throwing them and throwing them. And the worst part of all of this is that her daughter is in the room when all of this is going down. I think both of her kids are there, but one of them I think is like upstairs, maybe sleeping, because this happened like in the middle of the night. But yeah, her daughter's sitting on the couch watching all of this go down. And then I'm sure she didn't mean to intentionally throw a chair at her daughter, but just in her rage of craziness and psychoness, one of the chairs that she picked and threw, was trying to throw at Dakota, hit her daughter. And her daughter had like a knot on top of her head, apparently, and was heard in the video screaming and crying. And it is that the video is like the most horrific thing I've ever seen, honestly. Like, I mean, because I think because the emotion and the rawness and the realness of it, like, it's just, it's a terrible video. I just don't have any words. It's just awful. You know, I've seen things all over social media saying like, oh, this is reactive abuse. This is what reactive abuse looks like. He, you know, she's claiming he pushed her in the garage, and he's a manipulator. He's an instigator. He knows what to do to push your buttons, which I don't doubt all of that is true. I certainly know that somebody treating me like that. But I just think at a certain point when your children are around and they're getting hit in the head with things and they're getting injured, they're screaming, crying for you, and you are so caught up in your rage that you can't stop and go tend to your child, that is a problem. Like, that is insane. And, you know, I don't know if, you know, everybody can guess and speculate that maybe she has a severe mental health issue, like maybe she's bipolar or has borderline personality disorder. I mean, if you're getting that mad, I can assume that there's something very, very, very deep going on. But yeah, it's just shocking. It's really sad. And obviously, since the video got released today, ABC came out and said, we're canceling this season of The Bachelorette. We're not going to air her season. Now, in my mind, when I hear that, I think, holy shit. All of the money that went into that production, all of the advertising money that NBC or ABC, Disney, that they're going to lose because the show's not airing. I mean, on those shows, like, that's like primetime television. ABC can get major money from companies for ads during that show, and now it's not going to air. So, like, they're going to lose all that money. That's probably not where my mind should go, but that's where my mind goes, because I'm like, I hope they don't try to sue her or something, because. And if so, she's fucked, because, you know, she's in a contract. So who knows what the contract says, but if with the contract with her, the show not airing because of all this drama with her, like, that's a huge, I guess, liability for the network. They're going to lose a lot of money. And even though a company like ABC, which is owned by Disney, they have billions and billions and billions of dollars. What are they going to lose? Losing $5 million or whatever on this, not having to air this, like, whatever. Like, it's probably chump change to them. But, you know, they do care about their dollars and cents. And so it's going to mean something to them. So, like I said, I really wonder, like, if she's going to be sued or, I don't know. Because, I mean, they're going to lose so much money. And then just the reputation of the franchise with her, you know, it doesn't look good that this is the person that they chose for this show, for this particular season. And she has a known DV background and they still chose her. It just doesn't look good. It's a mess. But I think despite the mess, there are a lot of themes that I think that a lot of single mothers can relate to or learn from what Taylor, Frankie, Paul is going through right now. And I've jotted some of them down because I didn't want to get lost in my thoughts and get things jumbled up and start talking too much. But I think one of them, I think tied with maybe a mental health diagnosis that she has, is that she likes the drama. Like, you don't repeatedly have a marriage full of drama where you're getting into swinging. And then you're doing this and you're doing that and blah, blah, blah. You're choosing to engage in unhealthy, toxic, bad relationships. And it's because you like the attention. You like the drama. You like the passion or the, you know, relationships like that can have this very like addictive feeling behind them. You can be in this addictive cycle. It's kind of like that DV cycle. It's the same thing. And so I think she likes that. At some point, at her age, at 31, three kids, she's choosing to be in these situations. And she likes it. And that is problematic, obviously. But I think too, a large part of liking it and wanting to have that attention and be in that drama, maybe because she, as a single parent, is lonely. I don't know very much about what her marriage was like when she was married to her husband. She's only had one. But maybe he was emotionally neglectful. Maybe he was physically neglectful, which is why she wanted to be involved in soft swinging. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's felt this like internal loneliness for a large part of her life. And she's trying to fill that void with different things, with relationships, with TikTok, with fame. I mean, I really don't know, but I'm just speculating here. But I think that loneliness piece and like being attracted to various different things can really, can be a thing for single moms. And then you get yourself involved in a very bad situation like she is. And then I think too, you know, there's so much out there in the world about like having a family and having the perfect picture, perfect family, the husband, the wife, the house, the kids. And when you don't have that, when you've, whatever your situation is, never had it with your children, you're divorced, whatever, you can feel like a failure. And so maybe she's really latching on to Dakota because she really, really, excuse me, really, really, really wants to make this family work because she wants a family, because she wants to look like she's given her children a family. And she feels like a failure if she doesn't try to hold on and make it work. She needs to just move on. She needs to, my opinion, like a lot of us do when we get out of these long marriages, relationships, and become single moms, stay single. My opinion, she needs to stay single. She's going from one relationship to the next. Then she added, when she first got divorced, she had two kids, trying to be a single mom. She added all the TikTok stuff, doing TikToks and getting sponsorships. That's a job in itself. And then now she's famous. I mean, she's blown up to be a huge celebrity, and it's just too much. She needs to be single and focus, maybe, you know, go to some therapy. I know she said for a while she was going to therapy and she was on meds, but she really needs to be single, focus on herself. She's going from one relationship to the next, to the next, to the next, and it's not healthy. And clearly she's not in a good headspace, so it's not something she needs to be doing right now. So she needs to do what a lot of other single moms do, which is stay single for a while. And when I say a while, I mean a while, and focus on herself. I think, you know, there's some very, very, very important lessons that I know I've learned and that I know other women have learned through relationships and through divorce and becoming single parents. And they're super, 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 super clear in this situation with Taylor. Toxic, insecure, troubled men will always bring you down if you let them. So, like I said, I don't know a ton about Dakota. I know what I've seen on TV. I know what I've seen on TikTok and all of that. My opinion, I can guess that he's an addict. And so either sober or not, personally, I don't think he's sober. And I don't think she's sober either. She said a couple years ago after the first DV incident, she was going to stop drinking. I don't think that she has. That's just my opinion. And he's not sober either. Because when you're sober and you're doing the work, you're not involved in domestic violence incidences with your partner, former partner, whatever. You're not in these kind of really toxic situations. You're bettering yourself and your life, your actions and what your life looks like shows that you're bettering yourself. And neither one of their lives looks that great right now. So I don't think that they're sober. But, you know, I think that he is, like I said, fairly, I mean, to me, he's just like a mediocre white guy, tall, you know, nice built, light eyes. I mean, he's attractive, but like nothing to write home about. But because he's pretty, he's always had that pretty, pretty privilege, got his way in the world, and always seems, because of his extracurricular activities with women, seems to always get his way with women and what he wants. I just think he's a toxic, insecure, manipulative man. And I haven't wanted to bring a lot of what I thought about them being Mormon and Mormon culture into this. From what I understand, maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I understand, Mormon in the Mormon culture community, the man is like the head of household. The man has the final say-so in relationships. He's the breadwinner. He has kind of all of the say-so control, whatever. And I think for somebody like Dakota or some of the other men that you see on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, they seem as though they're very uncomfortable and very triggered and very insecure about being with these women who are stunning, and they walk into a room and they turn heads and they're making a lot of money and their wives are the breadwinners and they're not home spending a ton of time with the kids like they used to. And so I think that part of things with Dakota and him maybe feeling like he feels less than her because of who she is and what she's turned into, I think that that contributes to how he treats her. Because she said in some statement, she said, like, everything that I do, every premiere for every show I do, or every this or every that gets ruined because of somebody. We can all infer she's talking about Dakota. So she's inferring that, like, she gets sabotaged. Her big events in her life get sabotaged because of something that he does. Now, you can flip that and you can say, well, you're letting him sabotage these major events. I think that's just his personality. And like I said, if you allow men or anybody to consistently bring you down because you're allowing them to have access to your life like that, they're going to. And this is going to be the end result where you're going to get involved in a really bad situation where you're in trouble and your character is tarnished. And I just think that you really, 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 you have to, what's that saying? When people show you who they are, believe them. Way before 2023, at first DV incident, they should have ended their relationship because there were probably red flags. There are probably things that Dakota did that Taylor should have taken notice of and said, I need to get out of this relationship and been done and moved on. But she didn't. And like I said, that can tie back to what I was saying, loneliness, wanting to have a family, all of that. But she should have gotten out of it a long, long time ago because the red flags are probably there and she just didn't have enough self-esteem, I guess, to like recognize it and move on with her life. But once you recognize who somebody is, and especially a man, I think in a relationship, once you see the insecurity, once you see the small signs of abuse that are going to lead to other, to bigger, abuse incidences, once you first see that, you have to go. You have to set your boundaries. You cannot let, I hate to say these men, like I'm a man hater, but like you can't let these men or these like toxic people, these relationships bring you down to where she's at. You just can't. You have to value yourself, know your worth. You have to want better for yourself and you have to prioritize your children. Because if you're in this toxic, unhealthy relationship, I mean, kind of figuratively, they're in an unhealthy, toxic relationship. And you don't want that for your kids. Because what's going to happen, and I've seen it firsthand with myself, I've seen it with other women, they're going to egg you on, they're going to push you to a point and push you to a point. And as much as they say, like, people always believe women, they don't believe men. In so many instances, I see a situation where a woman is the one that gets arrested. A woman is the one that gets in trouble when she's been lied to, abused, cheated on. And finally, she's like pushed to the edge where she just fucking bursts and does something incredibly reckless and stupid. And she's the one in trouble. She's the one that made a bad decision and it doesn't look good for her. So I think that you have to love yourself more than wanting to have a family, and you have to love yourself more than wanting that void and feeling of loneliness to go away. And I think that if she had done that, she wouldn't be in this situation. So you have to take care of yourself. So that is it. I just thought that, like, gosh, everything that's going on here is so relevant to single motherhood. And I know a lot of us have been in these similar situations in relationships and with men and people we've dated and been with and baby daddies and ex-husbands. So I just thought it would be something good to highlight. You know, I really do wish the best for Taylor, Frankie, Paul, and for the son. Well, she has three kids, the two she has with her first husband and then this younger one. You know, I've seen today that both of the baby daddies were like at the courthouse, you know, filing orders with court, restraining orders and custody and blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, I feel for her. She has to be accountable for her behavior. I have seen nothing that she's said about this, like in the media that has led her, that has made her look like she's being accountable for this. But, you know, if she loses custody of her children and things get bad, it's going to be really sad to hear about. So I hope, I just, you know, and maybe she needs to lose custody. I don't know. I mean, I just it's just a very sad situation, and I wish the best for the children, and I wish the best for all the adults involved, that they may, you know, learn to be better. So that is it. Thank you.